USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The United States is working to recover debris from the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down on Saturday off the coast of South Carolina. The U.S. Navy and Coast Guard established a perimeter around where it fell in the Atlantic Ocean, about 6 miles off the coast. Authorities are advising residents not to touch anything related to the balloon. The Pentagon confirms the balloon was taken down by fighter jets in U.S. waters. President Biden said he authorized the mission days ago and calls it a success.
I want to compliment our aviators who did it.
The president also directly accused China of using the high-altitude equipment to surveil strategic sites across the country. Beijing has confirmed the vessel was Chinese, but claims it was for meteorological research and blew off course. Taiwan's foreign ministry says the actions by the Chinese Communist Party, quote, contravene international law and violate their sovereignty. Fire continues to burn following the massive train derailment Friday night in eastern Ohio. The NTSB's Michael Graham says more than 50 train cars were involved,
20 of which contain hazardous materials.
Some of those cars were carrying vinyl chloride. People living within a mile of the tracks have been evacuated or told to shelter in place. Bone-chilling temperatures are gripping the Northeast. Forecasters say today won't be nearly as cold as Saturday, but it will still be frigid as a result of what's being described as an epic, possibly once-in-a-generation winter storm. Democrats make changes to the 2024 presidential primary calendar.
We will move to a vote on the motion to approve the report of the Rules and Bylaws Committee. All those in favor of approving the report say aye.
At a party gathering in Philadelphia, DNC delegates approved moving South Carolina into the top spot for early voting, replacing Iowa, which has traditionally been the starting point for the presidential election. Nevada and New Hampshire round out the top three. Georgia and Michigan also joined the primary window for the first time. This is USA News.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always known the truth.
I only know if something is alive. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face, streaming January 26th, only on Peacock.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Family and friends of Tyree Nichols gathered in Sacramento on Saturday to remember his life. His mother, Rovon Wells, says the fact that she was not there for her son has been hard for her.
The one thing that really is bothering me right now is the fact that my son was calling my name and I wasn't there. I didn't hear him to protect him from those. I'm not going to say what I want to say.
An indoor skate park where Nichols used to skate was turned into a celebration of life. Family members flying in for the event with photos of Nichols projected on the walls. He spent most of his life in the city before moving to Memphis in 2020. Five Memphis police officers have been charged with his murder during a traffic stop. Some of Southwest Airlines' top brass are going to be in the hot seat this week.
Southwest Airlines Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson will sit down before a congressional committee Thursday to testify about the airline's holiday meltdown that caused thousands of flights to be canceled and stranded travelers all over the United States. The president of Southwest Airlines Pilots Association will also testify. The Senate Commerce Committee says the hearing is aimed at strengthening airline operations and consumer protections. I'm John Schaefer.
The stars are set to shine for music's biggest night, the 65th annual Grammy Awards, taking place later this evening in Los Angeles. Beyoncé leading the field with 9 nominations, including one for Album of the Year. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.